are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha, bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, thug life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. Your shirt is awful.
Just, what?
What did Shelby call the one shirt? An assault on the eyes?
Something like that, yeah.
It's something like that.
I love this shirt. Okay, so this will be a good test. If you like my shirt, give it a thumbs up.
Give what a thumbs up?
The page, the or video,
comment,
whatever.
A thumbs up. Or say, just I hate like your shirt.
Yeah. Or if you don't, then give it a thumbs down.
Our video last time got a thumbs down on
YouTube.
I
know. I was pretty upset about it.
It hurt my feelings.
Like, really? Okay,
I wish
listen.
I could trace back to who that was.
Oh, I'd go slash her tires.
Her?
Listen.
You're pretty sure it's a her.
Did I say her?
I thought you said her.
Maybe. I probably would slash
her. That came
her.
From somewhere deep.
Deep
and
down inside,
dark.
Yeah.
I think that should
a lot
be
of tires I want
explored.
To slash. Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
To be so passionate,
yeah.
To give someone a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If this isn't for you,
yeah.
You don't have to watch.
Move on.
Move on. Click just, next.
Yeah.
Or back out. Click a different video.
Yeah.
To give it a thumbs down, you mean you actively dislike
doing?
It.
I mean, we do what's say it? Some things. I think that there are certain
you've
people.
Made fun of women and fat people.
I didn't make
and fat
fun
women.
Of women.
Yeah. All the
no,
time.
No, I just, no. I listen, I will not be branded as someone who makes fun of women.
Okay.
All I did, I'm on the record once again that I prefer women over men.
Okay, me too.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't make fun of women. Do I point out their ridiculous attitude sometimes? Sometimes I do. But it's not done from a place of like, I don't like them.
Yeah.
You know? I'm
yeah.
pro-woman.
Yes.
It's going to be hard to find somebody that's more pro-woman than me. I'm very pro-woman. Just but, sometimes they're ridiculous.
Okay, stop while you're ahead. I just think that's the part. That's the only thing I think to give us a thumbs down. Listen, we actively avoid religion and politics. Do I want to talk about religion and politics?
Sure.
Yeah, actually, mm-hmm. I kind of do.
We talked a lot about David Koresh last week, and you were very interested.
Yeah.
I mean, you went straight to... You really wanted to know.
Yes.
You had a lot of questions about how he became a cult leader.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought it was...
From inquiring minds wanted to.
Because you want to be a cult leader.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, a cult leader, it's not a bad...
It's a pretty good gig if you can...
I think on the outside looking in, it's a good gig. Yeah. I think once you have it, you're like, this is not what I thought
man,
it was.
You're looking around all
this
these
is a
people.
Lot of pressure. These yeah. people are losers. I mean, they're mentally weak, you know?
I mean, you could be a good cult.
Is why there a good cult?
Why... Does it have to be bad?
What
does
makes
it?
A cult a cult?
I don't know.
I think the definition of a cult is that in order to... Boy, that's a good question. Because my thought is
I
like,
want to be a good cult leader. You know, I don't want to like murder people or be morally
corrupt. I mean, because some people would call us part of a cult because
yes.
we're Christians.
Yeah.
So some people would say that we're a part of a cult because, yeah. I don't know... But obviously there's a difference.
Is there?
So I don't like where you're heading.
I don't know.
I feel like you just know it. You know, you just, yeah, that's a cult, you know.
Okay. Okay.
You think so?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I don't know. I was not prepared to talk about cults.
Anyway.
Yeah. Thumbs up if you like the shirt.
If you like the shirt or if you like cults, give it a thumbs up.
If you think... Cults could be something good. Like, you want to be part of the Lower Road Radio cult.
That is a shirt that somebody at a cult wears. I mean,
yeah.
that's... They're all wearing that shirt. And they're, like, worshiping those... SpongeBob and...
Patrick. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic shirt.
I don't know.
Goodwill.
I figured. You didn't have to tell me.
I mean, yeah.
You do most of your shopping at Goodwill.
That is true. Well, actually, I don't shop... for myself at all. My wife
Shelby just shows up.
She just buys me stuff. I haven't shopped for myself like clothes.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember when.
I don't remember.
I did pick up a pair of jeans at Rural King. Like $5.99.
Actually, did they come in a pack?
I'm wearing them now. Yeah. Like a 3-pack.
Yeah.
$6 a piece.
Okay.
Listen, Rural King jeans are fine.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with them. Yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with Rural King
jeans.
There
ain't nothing wrong with Rural King jeans. That should be a slogan. Oh, my goodness. Well, how's your week going so far? My week's going great. So Here's what happened. I
was just going to say I'm up 13 pounds.
Up 13 pounds?
Yeah.
Listen, you're setting yourself up for a huge loss there, though. I mean, the
I'm working on my before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The before and after is going to be fantastic.
I'm working on the before.
I've been like 30 carbs and under for like a week and a half.
Okay. You should be 13 down then.
I might be. I don't know.
That shirt doesn't look as tight as it was last time.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've been stretching it out. So, this week, well, let me just go back.
Okay, go back.
Back it up.
Back it up.
Boop, boop. There's a Seinfeld episode where he does that. It's really funny. So a few weeks ago, Eric and the kids, we have a new eye doctor.
Mm.
For those that are curious, it's in Bucyrus.
Oh.
So our eye doctor's in Bucyrus.
25-minute drive.
Yeah. Bucyrus is a good place. Baker's Pizza in Bucyrus. Very good.
Okay.
Anyway.
A sponsor of the show?
No, but they could be. You could be if you want. We'll send everybody to your place. So I don't wear glasses. When I was a kid, I wore glasses, but I guess it corrected itself.
You had astigmatism.
I had astigmatism. Is that what I had?
Yeah. Okay. One eye was stronger than the other.
I don't think that's what that means. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's what it was.
It doesn't matter. I don't feel like I need glasses, so I don't go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Why would I?
Right.
You know? But do you have floaties?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I feel like I've had more than normal.
Well, when we were kids,
mm-hmm.
We played a game. And the game was, how long could you stare at the sun? Do you remember doing that? I mean, we'd open our eyes and we'd stare at the sun as long as we can.
You
and then someone would go,
you lose! You think you might be connected to that?
Yeah, I kind of think that's probably where it started. Do you remember doing that?
Yeah, I do remember doing
that.
It's a great game. I mean, we didn't
do it.
Before we had the internet, that's the kind of thing.
Okay, so we were driving in the car, in the van last night. Stella was with us. And this is from a movie or something. I don't know. Someone pipes up and says, would you rather go the rest of your life without the internet or a foot?
Which foot?
Pick. Doesn't matter. Okay. A foot. A single foot.
I'm going to keep my right foot in this situation.
You're going to... you're going to lose the left foot?
I got to live in this world without the internet? I mean, if you got rid of the internet...
Oh, no. You cannot access the internet.
And everybody else has it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough way to... I mean, everything's done through the internet.
Everyone in my house said they would rather lose the internet,
mm-hmm.
except for Teddy. Teddy would rather lose a foot.
Really?
Yeah.
He wants to keep the internet.
He wants to keep the internet.
My thing is, if everybody in the world is getting, if you're getting rid of the internet.
No, that's not the way. Everybody gets to explore and have fun on the internet, except for you.
There's lots of things that you need the internet to do.
Do you? I think there's people around the world that have no internet. They don't need it.
Yeah, but they're living in a place where they don't need it. I feel like in America, you kind of need it.
I think there's a lot of people that.
Can my family all get on the internet?
I mean, they can't do your dirty work. You can't say, oh, hey, order me something from Amazon.
Right. Or pay my bill. Like, that's the thing.
You got to write a check.
Some people don't take that. It's a crazy world we're living in. They're getting rid of that.
They don't
stuff.
Take checks?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You call the number. There's a 1-800 number.
Yeah, but then I got to have that. Then I got to, in order to do anything. Listen, we're too far into it.
So what you're telling me is you'd rather lose a foot.
I don't think I could function in the world. Like, I think
but
I would.
So 1 foot, you're going to be hobbling around the rest of your life.
Yeah, I don't.
Like peg leg. You're going to be a peg leg.
A peg leg's kind of cool. Don't you think?
Do I get an eye patch?
Yeah. I mean, if you get a peg leg, you're going to do the eye patch.
Of course.
Your Halloween is set for the rest of your life.
Do you go same eye patch, same leg,
no,
or do you cross it over?
No, you definitely cross it over, for sure.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also go with a hook?
Yeah, if you can. Okay, I mean, I wouldn't chop my hand off to do the hook. But
listen, now do you go left?
Yeah,
pick an eye,
I hear what you're saying.
Pick a hand, pick a foot.
So... left.
You're like, stop. I know what you're saying.
Shut up.
I get it.
So,
left. The things that you're presenting to me right now, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Left leg peg.
Left leg peg.
Right hand hook.
Right hand hook.
Left eye patch.
See, I think I would flip it. I think I went with my right hand. I think I'll do left hook.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So I have to get rid of my hand in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, then I want to keep my right hand.
Peg, hook, patch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
but,
do it again.
But it goes, so right peg, left hook, right patch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you want that balance.
Yes.
If they're all on the same side.
You're going to look stupid.
You're going to look like an idiot. You don't want to go around.
Look at that. Look at that pirate. That guy's an idiot.
He's got, what, how, you know. And that'd be the first thing everybody thought when they saw you. And I just don't want to live life that way. That's my thing.
People judging me for having everything on the same side. How dare them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's
be
pretty
like,
good.
Hey, I know this guy. He's got a peg leg, a hook, and a patch. What? Wait. I want to see him. And then you, the moment you see him, like, are you kidding me?
You brought me all the way down here.
I just assumed that this would not be the case. This is a total waste of my time.
I thought this could be like a cool pirate.
Mm-hmm.
No, everything is on the same side.
What is this? This is totally unbalanced. I'm like, I feel like I'm falling over. It's a real, that would be my thing. So this is the reason my week is going so well.
Okay.
Okay. I told Erica a few weeks ago when she went to the doctor, I said, I feel like I have more floaty things than I used to have.
Yeah.
Ask the doctor if that's a problem.
Okay, yeah.
And if that's, you know, I don't want to go.
Grandpa has floaties.
But just ask about that, you know. Yeah. And because I feel like I have more than I used to.
I definitely do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, of course, she comes back and she's like, they want you to come in.
Yeah.
And I was like, dah. So,
hey, tell me what they say.
Well, I can tell you what they say.
Okay.
So,
I got them. I got
the floaties. Them. Apparently, there are two reasons for
protein,
the floaties.
They're protein molecules.
So, the back of your eyeball, the retina,
yeah,
flakes of it fall off. Okay. Yeah. And then they float in the fluid in your eye, and that's why they float. Yeah. And that's why if you stare, eventually they just go down.
Right.
Because the
settle.
Gravity or whatever.
Yeah.
But the other reason that it could be is if your retina got detached. Mm. So if your retina was detached, like if you were in an accident or if there was some sort of trauma.
Dad's retina was detached.
Right. And then that's a whole thing. They got to do a surgery and all
reattach
that sort of stuff.
It, yeah.
So they had to do this total scan of my eyeball. I put my eye in this thing and I couldn't shut it. And it was like this light and everything.
For you, that's torture.
Yeah, it's no good. The worst one was the first thing they had me do was put my head on this thing and keep your eye open. And they said, sometime within the next 5 or 6 seconds, you're going to feel a puff of air in your eye. I'm like, what? What is this, like Guantanamo Bay? I'll tell you what you need to know. You're like, this is awful. So you just don't know when it's going to happen. And I kept on blinking, you know, and she's like, she's like, you can't blink. I'm like, you told me that I'm going to like randomly have a puff of air in my eye.
They shouldn't even tell you that.
Yeah.
Just say, staring contest.
Yeah, look at this and keep your eyes open. Okay. And then it hits me. I'm like, whoa,
what did you warn me about the puff?
Just let's do the other eye. But the puff won't happen this time. That was a mistake.
Another staring contest.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, yeah. All right.
Oh, gosh. Joke's on me.
So they do all of the things, and then I go in and I sit down, and my optometrist is an older
fella. Oh, he's already your optometrist.
Yeah, he's mine. I like this guy.
Okay.
Okay, and you're going to find out why in a minute. So... So he's an older guy, and when I walk in, he was like, I'm not even supposed to be here today. The other one called
the other
in,
one.
Yeah, whatever, called in sick, and so you're stuck with me.
Yeah.
So I said, well, maybe you're stuck with me. I don't know. And he kind of chuckled. Yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm getting it.
I mean, it's Bucyrus.
Exactly. So he asks me some questions, why I'm here, and I start explaining to him the floaties and all that stuff. And he's asking me some questions. Have you recently been in an accident, hit your head, anything like that? No. And then they bring in the eye scan. They pull it up on the computer. The nurse or whatever. Is that a nurse?
I don't know.
An optometrist?
Doesn't matter.
So she pulls it up, and he looks at it, and he shows me both of my eyes, and he goes, you're fine. You know, this looks good. There's nothing wrong. I'm like, okay, that's good, you know?
Yeah.
So then he proceeds to do the eye test where I put my thing on, and he's doing the different lenses and saying, you know, what can you read? At which point, I don't know about you, when's the last time you were at the eye doctor?
12.
Yeah, me too. So you're talking like 35, 36.
Although if you take a driver's test, you have to do the eye thing.
Yeah, but not quite that detailed, I don't think.
Okay.
So I get immediately super competitive.
Yeah.
Like I want to
win. Yeah.
Like if they say, what's the furthest line that you can read on the bottom? What's the smallest line that you can read? I'm going
Made
for the
in China.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going for the bottom one, even if I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I'll guess five times in a row. So
and there's actually seven letters.
Exactly. But I could see it. I mean, it hit. I looked at the bottom line, like F P L J 2 or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And like, okay, next I, and then they change it and do the thing, you know, and he's going through all this stuff and he's like, okay. Every time he asks me if I can read something, I'm like really focused. I want to do this well. And then he starts asking me all these questions, which is better, this or this? I'm like, same. I mean, like every single time I was like, I don't know, maybe the right, maybe which is higher, maybe the left. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, and so we go through all this stuff and he goes, well, here's what I would say, you know, and I'm like leaning in, you know, and he goes, he said, you would be an excellent candidate for a fighter pilot.
Oh.
And he goes, you have the best vision that I've seen.
Wow.
I mean, this guy's been doing this for a long time. Or he's just a homeless guy that wandered in. 50-50. He goes...
The other one caught off.
Yeah,
I'm here. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Yeah. And I'd never been to the building before, so maybe I wasn't even at an optometrist.
Yeah, it was actually a dentist.
So he made me happy.
Yeah.
So first of all, well, I'll finish the story and then I'll say what's happened since then.
Okay.
So
you've
then
been
he,
bragging in front of your wife.
Then he, come on. So then he takes me to this, he goes, I want to do this other scan on you. And he goes, you won't be, I won't charge you for this one.
Yeah.
But it's this super detailed thing, whatever. And so he does it and he goes, and then after he does that or the nurse does it and then he looks at it, you know, and he goes, well, we'll come in here and we'll talk. And I was like, okay. And he said, if somebody looked at your eyeball, they would think that either you were severely short-sighted, he said, which you're not, or that you have glaucoma. And I was like, I don't even know what glaucoma is.
I just know you smoke weed if you have glaucoma.
Oh. Hmm. So so I said...
I'll take option two.
And he goes, but you don't have glaucoma.
Yeah.
You know. And he goes, and the test that we just took proves it. You know. He said, so you don't really need to be... And I was like, well... Why it looks like I have you don't like but I don't
I, yeah I don't even know what it is
yeah and he's like well it's just I said so what's happening he goes it's just an anomaly you know but you're fine and so it I went from feeling really good
to like
maybe I have glaucoma I don't know it looks I mean you know like some
all,
things
all signs indicate that I have glaucoma
wouldn't that mean that I have glaucoma but he says I don't you know he says I have the eyesight of a fighter pilot. You know, or that would be an excellent candidate for a fighter pilot. Is what he said. And literally, the,
like a Chinese fighter pilot or like an American fighter pilot.
That's pretty racist. So, so I immediately walk outside of the doctor's office, and I'm feeling a little like, you know, like the, I don't understand, you know, and. So, but I walk outside and immediately feel like I have some sort of superpower that
no
one knows about.
Yeah.
Like I'm reading things that are so far away. I'm like walking, I'm like looking at a gas station. I'm like, I can read that over there.
Yeah.
And nobody knows that I have this ability. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I have this, you know, like super duper reading power thing.
Yeah.
So, and I told myself, you know, I was like, I don't need to brag. I mean, I can't even take credit for it. It's just
fighter pilot.
Yeah. Whatever. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to. You know, Erica's going to want to know how the appointment went. She's going to have questions. So I'll tell her, but
Did you have the doctor, like, can I record you saying that?
I should have.
Yeah.
I'd play it right now. So so I say to myself, you know, whatever. Fighter pilot, you know, whatever, no big deal. I don't, you know what I mean?
Your physical appearance, you would never get in a cockpit. I mean, your eyes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You need to work on a whole lot. If you want to get
so I'm working on it. Okay. I'm working on it. So but I say to myself, you know what I mean? You don't need to, like, this is a, would be a dumb thing to brag about. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't take credit for your eyesight. It's just,
I mean,
some people have good and some people have bad. I mean, I've told people at the grocery store, you know what I mean? I've rolled down my window and got somebody's attention, like, fighter pilot, eyes right here, you know? I mean, everybody in my life knows that I have the best eyesight that this optometrist
down
has
that Wendy's
ever
girl, too.
Seen. Yeah, I found her. I was like, you were right about these eyes. So, So I have been bragging about it quite a bit, and
that's the right thing to
do. It makes me feel really good about myself.
Can you see like microscopic things, or is it just distance?
I don't know.
So you should test that theory.
Yeah, I should. I'm wondering. I mean, maybe I do have some sort of super power. I mean, this guy's obviously been an optometrist for a long time. I mean, I was like a case study for him. Yeah. You know. So
I want to do another test. I'm not going to charge you for it.
Yeah. I mean, he was like,
we might be a superhero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he kept on. Nope.
He kept on.
He kept on asking me questions when I was doing it. He's like, are you sure? There's no, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, you know? So eventually I just started making stuff up, you know, like
blue
or when he was like, which is better, left or right? And I was like, maybe left, maybe right. I don't know. He's like, well, which now? I'm like, right, you know, like I just got tired of the question. Yeah. So maybe I can see, like, I don't know. I know I can see things far away, I think. You know, I can.
My eyesight is slowly getting worse.
Well, apparently that happens.
Yeah.
He told me, he said, you probably won't need glasses until you're like late 40s and maybe 50s. Yeah. He goes, then you might, you know, end up needing like reading glasses or something. But I don't think so. I think these eyes are going to... Now, if the floaties get worse, it won't matter. It'll just be a mass of glob, shadowy type things, and I won't be able to see anything. But
can they get rid of the floaties? Did you ask?
Yeah, I guess not. You know
did
what I mean?
You ask?
I didn't ask. But I figured if it was... if they, I don't know. That's why I went.
Like, yeah, but he'd be like, well, I mean, it's expensive, but we don't... It doesn't hurt to have them, so it doesn't really. Mm. But if you want to spend extra $3,000,
I'd love to get that. Would change my life.
Yeah,
if I could get rid of the floaties.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about them so much that I just—it's all I can see. I'm doing it right now.
I am too.
And so, sometimes,
every time I look, I see they float.
Well, here's the thing, though. When I told Erica, she goes, "You see what?" And I was like, "You know, the little like floaty things that you see sometimes." She's like, "No," and I was like, "You." Everybody has those, though, and she's like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
Yeah.
So the doctor said some people don't have them. He said, but most people do.
Yeah.
So
I've had them for a long time.
I've had them as long as I can remember.
Grandpa has them. I've had that conversation with him.
Yeah.
So I guess it's normal. Well, I'm sure staring at the sun doesn't help.
Probably not.
And in 1994, there was an eclipse.
Yeah.
I was in junior high.
Yeah.
And they would not allow anybody to go to the windows or look outside.
Right.
Like, this is an eclipse.
Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime situation.
I went outside.
Of course you did.
Yeah. For like 5 minutes, I'm just staring at the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worth it.
Totally worth it.
I saw an eclipse.
Yeah. I wonder, too, like, all of the screen time that people have nowadays, that can't be good for your eyes either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I also wonder, because he said, because it's the flakes that fall off. I mean, I've had quite a bit of head damage in my life, you know? So I've, you know, we pretty rough and tumble childhood, you know, playing a lot of sports and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it's just over time, every single time something has happened, it's just a little bit of that whatever flaking off. So if I just calm down and don't do anything too, which is not a problem, strenuous, maybe I'll be fine.
Yeah, I feel like if they are floaties, they should be able to like suck them out or something, you know, I don't know. You get a vacuum and...
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to get rid of them.
If I could, I would.
Or run some type of filter through it. Like drain the liquid and like, you know, replace the liquid.
That sounds terrifying.
I don't know. I don't even know what's in your eye.
Yeah, it's a liquid.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a liquid.
Yeah, it's like a jelly kind of liquid.
Yeah, they should be able to filter that. Right?
You want to be the test experiment?
I'm sure, but they should be doing this right now.
Like, at least testing dogs.
Or dead people.
Well, how would they know? I guess how would they know with a dog either? Hey, is it better? You'd have to do a person.
One of my kids asked me the other day, is it true that dogs can't see color? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
how would anybody know that?
Nobody would know. It's a ridiculous thing for anyone
any
to say.
Any animal. Mm-hmm. Or they'll say, like, this is what insects sees, like a butterfly. How do you know this?
You don't know.
They're
idiots.
I don't get it.
Well, listen.
I guess if you did a transplant, if you took a dog's eye and put them in a person, like, I see black and white in this one, I see color out of this one. Well, then dog's eyes are just black and white.
Even still, I mean, I think what you see has as much to do with a brain as it does with the actual eyeball,
too. So they're
not
smart enough to see?
I don't know. Maybe their brain doesn't have a color function, you know?
Mm.
I don't know. what you're right about is that it's ridiculous for anybody to say that they know what a dog sees.
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows what dog sees.
And I've already made this stance before, but I might not be anti-woman, but I am very anti-science. Just science in general, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so much arrogance in silence.
Well, for anybody to say 100%,
yes,
we know this to
why
be
would
true.
You do that? Just say,
no, you don't know
say,
this.
Say, you know what we think? One of our theories is,
right.
We wonder if maybe...
There's a lot of evidence to suggest that.
That's a great statement. That's a great way to put it. Instead right. of, dogs don't see color.
Right.
And I can't call you on that. There's nothing I can do, but like, what? They do, you know?
Right.
How, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
Season 2.
Mm.
Of
yeah,
Expedition Bigfoot. It is broadcasting right now mm-hmm. on Travel Channel.
Okay.
And I think there's a new episode every Sunday night mm-hmm. for the next like 8 weeks.
Spoiler alert, they didn't find
No, listen, last season one,
uh-huh.
season one,
yeah,
they have a thermal video camera capturing what appears to be a Bigfoot stepping over a log.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's if there compelling. Was evidence that yeah. it had come out before the TV show. You know what I mean? Like they're
it
not going to
come out on the TV show. It's pretty convincing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
It's entertaining?
Yeah.
Is it more entertainment or informational?
Both.
Because some of these Bigfoot shows are a little goofy and you can
it's
tell.
It's not goofy.
And
it's,
some of them are real like serious.
No, this is like a serious one.
Okay.
It's not goofballs. It's three people who take themselves very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they do is they've spotted out an area that they think there's a large likelihood they're going to encounter a Bigfoot based on patterns of sightings over a long period of time.
Oregon, Washington State.
Yeah, so season one was Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Season two, they're in southeastern Kentucky.
Really?
Appalachia, yeah. And we'll see how it goes.
What is the Mount Rushmore of mythical creatures?
It's cryptozoological.
What is the cryptozoological Mount Rushmore?
Nessie. Bigfoot.
Nessie, Bigfoot.
That's the George Washington
mm-hmm.
and the Abraham
What's
Lincoln.
What's the goat sucker in...
Chupacabra.
The Chupacabra. That's got to be there, right?
Yeah, that's there for sure.
Okay.
So I only get one more?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to put in like...
Dogman.
Man, Dogman.
Are you a Dogman guy?
I like the Dogman. I was going to say, like, if you go like more in a historical sense,
mm-hmm.
dragon is on there. Now,
I mean,
dinosaurs lived.
Yeah.
We don't know if they were like
fire breathing, flying dragons
flying
in that way.
Dragon.
Yeah.
So
I feel like dragon does belong on the list.
I think historically, over the whole world,
mm-hmm.
dragons in China and England, you know, all these places, dragons.
I remember when I was a kid and I was reading a nature book and I saw the Komodo dragon.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Like, there's like a place that you can go? I was obsessed with it. Like, I was like blown yeah. away. Like,
there's a dragon.
It's a real guys, there's a dragon. It's in a book. There's a yeah. real dragon.
I thought King Arthur killed the last one.
Apparently not.
Yeah. So I would say it's dragon, chupacabra, Bigfoot, and Nessie.
Okay, now the Mount Rushmore of there's a dragon,
yeah.
and you got to pick some historical figure to slay the dragon to save the princess.
King Arthur.
He's your George Washington.
He's your George Washington.
Okay.
Hercules?
It's a real historical figure.
Hercules?
Was he?
I don't know.
I think he was
Samson.
Like a, okay, Samson. Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
that's a pretty big one.
Yeah. I feel like somehow Michael Jordan's going to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, if you tell him it can't be done, you know, be like, listen, you're one of only four people maybe that could do this. We're not even sure you
We're
can
not
do it.
Sure.
He's like, I'm going to do it. You know, like, I mean, not today.
Super,
but
super super competitive.
But
like,
in his
how
prime,
long do I have to do this?
Yeah.
Like,
in his prime, I think he'd have figured it out.
Yeah. Okay. What about, like, Elon Musk?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I feel like you can't use technology. Like, maybe you can have a
what?
Sword.
Everything is technology to some degree.
But I feel like you can maybe have a... You can't have post-medieval technology. You can have arrows. You can have a sword.
Well, then, I think David.
David?
Yeah.
With the slingshot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, David, Samson,
yeah, it's
very King
biblical,
Arthur,
yeah.
Michael Jordan. I mean, what other Mount Rushmore has that four people on it?
None. There's not one.
Mm-mm.
Not one.
I don't think those four people have ever been mentioned in the same sentence before.
We're the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, trailblazing. All right. So,
Expedition Bigfoot. Travel Channel.
Travel Channel Season 2.
Season 2.
And how far are we into it?
One episode.
Oh, just one episode.
Yeah, so, you can catch
Sky's
up.
Sky's the limit.
You can catch
You never
up.
Know what's going
to
happen.
You don't have to watch Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go straight to Season 2 if you want.
Well, I mentioned last week, when it comes to my Netflix suggestion, that I'm currently not watching television. So, I'm going to do two things during this month. For the Netflix. First of all, I'm just going to find an old movie on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Or Netflix or whatever.
That you've seen before.
That I've seen before. And I realized I watched that movie Gemini Man with Will Smith. And Will Smith. You don't know this movie?
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a newer movie. It's called Gemini Man.
Okay.
Will Smith is an assassin.
Hmm.
Okay, so he gets paid to kill people. And from the beginning of the movie, you realize he's really good at it.
Like, yeah.
He's really good at it.
I've never even heard of this
okay,
movie.
Okay, so he's almost too good at it. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's insanely good at this. And then things go wrong, and the people that hired him seems like they want to kill him. They send somebody to kill him, and that guy fails. Will Smith kills him, and he's on the run. And then they send this other guy to kill him out in the middle of nowhere, in like Beirut or something. And you realize these two guys are like evenly matched. They're going back and forth, back yeah. and forth, back and forth, until you finally see like the guy with a hoodie or whatever, like pulls it up. And it's like 20-year-old Will Smith. You know, they've done the CGI to make yeah. him look younger.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? You know? Yeah. And so the rest of the movie is like figuring out like, what's the situation here? Where does this guy come
they
from?
They clone him?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah, they cloned him. And I won't tell the rest of it, but it was... Like, as a, like, shot in the dark, let's just see what this is.
Yeah.
If you have no expectations, it was pretty entertaining.
On what platform?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
So, it's called Gemini Man.
I just introduced Harrison to the movie Maverick with Mel Gibson.
Is that where he plays cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
With James Garner?
Uh-huh.
And Jodie Foster?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
And, it's clean.
I'm a big Mel Gibson fan.
I love Mel Gibson. He's the best.
I'm not going to say I like every Mel Gibson movie, but I've never seen Mel Gibson in a movie where I didn't like him.
Yeah.
Like, he's amazing.
Of we're not Hollywood like worshipers.
We despise much of Hollywood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, Mel Gibson is my favorite Hollywood anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
More than Danny McBride.
Yeah. I mean, it's close. Don't get me wrong. Well, no, Mel Gibson is the best.
He's
just
awesome.
The best.
He's good at what he does. Everything yeah. that he does is amazing.
He's got a new Christmas movie, The
Fat Man.
Have you watched it?
I've not watched it.
I haven't either. I'm going to buy it and I'm going to watch it.
It looks rough.
Listen, it's Mel Gibson.
I know.
I want it to be good.
He's great in the underrated Christmas movie, Daddy's Home 2. Like, you need to watch Daddy's Home 2. He's great in it.
I need to watch.
I'm telling you,
Daddy's Home 2.
This is the Christmas movie that eventually it will catch on and it will become as popular as many others.
Like Fred Claus.
It'll be more popular than Fred Claus. It's better than Fred Claus.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. And
it's
like Fred
10 years old. How's it not?
Daddy's Home 2?
Yeah.
It's a slow burn. You know, Christmas Story didn't take off right away. It took a while.
Yeah.
We watch it every year. Mel Gibson's amazing.
I love Mel Gibson.
So, but my movie suggestion is Gemini Man.
Not Mel Gibson.
But then the other thing that I'll do is I'm going to suggest a book that I'm reading. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Which I did last week. It was Habits. I don't remember the name of the book, but you could go back last week and watch it. Give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. So there's, you know, I'm a big fan of Tolkien and C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
So they were a part of this group called the Inklings. They would meet at this bar. They would drink pints and smoke pipes and talk about literature and writing. And so then they'd write something and they'd bring it in and everybody would look at it and say, oh, I'll change this or whatever. Like famously, Tolkien hated Narnia. Like hated it.
Yeah.
And so people know about Tolkien and Lewis. They're giant figures.
Yeah.
Well, there's another guy named Charles Williams. He was part of this group just as much as those guys were. And he wrote a lot of books, but his books have not, for whatever reason, maintained any kind of popularity. So I went back and I started reading this book. It's called War in Heaven. It's his first novel. He wrote like 7 or 8 novels. And it's pretty good. It's kind of dark. I'm not going to lie. There's some like kind of like there's the bad guy seems to be satanic, you know?
Yeah.
So it's there's a real darkness to a lot of it. But anyway, his name's Charles Williams, and so far it's about the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail plays a part in it, but it's like a modern thing. It's really good so far. So if you're into that sort of thing, if you like that sort of, if you like C.S. Lewis, I don't know how many people watching would have, but if you've ever read C.S. Lewis's book, That Hideous Strength, it feels like that.
Yeah.
If you like that book, you'll like this.
That's not the first one in that series.
That's like Out of the Silent Planet.
Yeah, Out of Silent Planet is
the first. Yeah. And then Paralandra, and then Hideous Strength. Yeah. Have you listened to them?
I'm in the process.
Oh, really?
6 hours into the first one.
Highly underrated, these books.
It was, I'm okay.
That's like, great. I'm telling you. And then the thing about them is every single one is so different than the other.
Okay.
They're not like, it doesn't, the second book, they don't feel like the other ones feel. They're so individual, each book is.
I'm a sucker for sci-fi fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I don't know what I was expecting out of it, but I mean, I'm 80% of the way through the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm getting tired of it, but I just feel like it's kind of circling.
I love Out of the Silent Planet.
Yeah.
I love the Hrosa and how he meets them. And
yeah, that's where I'm at.
Fiffletriggy.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just love Out of the Silent Planet. And Paralandra, I'm curious to see what you think of the rest of them. That Hideous Strength is the only one that he won an award for. I think he won the Science Fiction Novel of the Year for That Hideous Strength.
Okay.
It's longer than the others, and just really, Merlin shows up in that one.
Ooh, I like Merlin.
I mean, spoiler alert. Yeah. So, anyway, it's called War in Heaven.
Last book I read was Unacknowledged by Stephen Greer.
Really?
Yeah. About UFOs. Aliens, stuff like that.
Should aliens be on the crypto? They're not crypto zoo.
No, they're real.
What's the Mount Rushmore of aliens? E.T.
Oh, you're talking fictional aliens.
Am I?
Like real aliens would be like the little gray guys.
The little gray guys.
And then reptilians.
Okay.
Tall whites. There's like a tall white
alien. Yeah, with like the big heads.
Yeah.
And the little ones have big heads too.
Yeah, but they have gray eyes.
Okay.
Or black eyes.
So reptilian, little gray ones.
Tall whites.
And
then probably some type of like artificial intelligence.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So, boy, that was easy.
Listen. Yeah.
Okay. Mount Rushmore, fictional aliens.
E.T. Mac and Me.
Definitely.
Have you seen Mac and Me?
Come on. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Harder than I would have thought this.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you can pick like anything from Star Wars because
they don't feel like aliens.
Yeah.
It just feels like that's,
it has to be a
in
movie
relation to Earth.
That's like set. Yes. That's set on Earth in something.
Well, Close Encounters of the Third Kind is a very iconic movie, but there's no individual alien.
There's not.
That comes out.
I mean, there's the Signs alien. That.
What about like Mork and Mindy?
Oh yeah, definitely Mork and Mindy. Mm-hmm. So you got Mork, E.T., Mac and Me.
Yeah, we just need one more.
I mean, that's all in that same pocket, you know, of time. Could we go back a little bit further? Is there an alien?
Oh, like War of the Worlds?
That alien?
From Mars?
Yeah.
Or you could do the... Yeah, let's do that one, War of the Worlds. Okay. I mean, that's pretty iconic.
That's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
So the War of the Worlds alien, we don't have a name for it. E.T., Mac and Me, and Mork.
Yeah.
Done.
It's kind of weak. So when we were kids, I'm going to tell, not only did we stare at the sun.
Yeah, we did.
You almost killed me.
Which time?
We were probably 12 and 14.
Okay.
It was a Saturday.
Yeah.
And about 7:30 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, we get the cereal.
Okay.
We get the TV turned on.
Got it.
We're just about ready to watch, you know, some American Gladiators and
sure.
cartoons. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're junior high at this point.
Yeah.
So we're not like, we're not into the little kiddie stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've advanced.
Later on, NBA Inside stuff is going to be on.
Stuff like that. And
knock at the door.
Knock at the door.
Okay.
Farmer around the corner.
Oh, I know where this story is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And dad answers the door.
And we are settling in for a Saturday.
Listen, we got nothing going on. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday.
We'll play basketball later. There'll be lots of, yeah.
This is fantastic.
It's a good day.
It's a great day.
It's a great
There's
day.
There's nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Dad answers the door.
Yeah.
Old guy.
Real old guy.
80 something, 85. Maybe older. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he goes, hey, how you doing? They talk. They know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this guy.
It's got nothing to do with us.
No.
What do we care?
Although he goes on to say, are your boys available?
Which we're like,
no.
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 We're obviously we got watching video games cartoons to play and eating and cereal.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I don't want to do, whatever's going on, I don't want any part of it.
At which point dad says, hey boys, I'd like your opinion about what you want to do for the rest of the day.
No. He's like,
hey, well, let me ask him what they want to do. Is that what he said?
He's like, boys, get on some jeans and some long sleeve t-shirts or flannel.
Why? I don't even have flannel.
Because you're going to go bale hay.
What's bale hay?
Yeah. So at age, 12 and 14, we've never really, I mean, we were probably
10
and 14. Mm. Might have been younger, maybe 10 and 12.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
yeah.
10 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think about that now, like,
yeah,
that's like Harrison. It'd be like Harrison and Gideon.
Yeah, that's probably about what we were.
That's probably what we were.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty young now.
We get in this guy's truck.
We're
probably riding in the back. Are we riding in the back? Because it's just down the road.
It's around the corner.
Get in the back of the truck. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we go out there. It's like 7:30 in the morning. It's hot.
Awful.
It's Our hot. It's gross.
Already.
It's awful. And so we have these hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And as the hay comes out in a square bale,
yes,
you jab it with the hook, you pull it back,
mm-hmm.
You stack it
mm-hmm.
on the wagon.
So I'm jabbing it with
He's
the
in
hook.
The tractor driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're in a wagon.
Yes.
Behind.
Mm-hmm.
Jab, pull, stack.
Somebody thought it was a good idea to give me the hook. Well, that's because you were stronger because, you were older.
You could pull it off because it was assisted.
Yeah, and then you could track. You could stack it.
I could stack it. So you pulled it off and I stacked it.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy, by the way.
No, not an easy job.
You know,
especially when you've settled down for a day of eating cereal and watching American Gladiators. Man, I wanted to be on American Gladiators so bad.
Well, basically we were.
I'd have given everything I had.
That day we were living the American Gladiators.
I mean, to go up against Laser, you know?
Yeah.
So we're doing this.
We're doing
this. But you know what? We're making the best out of it.
Yeah.
And we don't have a choice, so you might as well have a good attitude.
So as the day advances.
And it did. It was not, this was not a 1 hour operation.
It was all day.
Mm-hmm.
So around 11:30, we stopped for lunch.
Yeah.
And I remember he pulls off to the barn area and he pulls out some lunch.
Yeah.
And it was like bologna sandwiches.
Sounds right.
I think one, he had two cans of pop. One was.
Wait.
Okay.
Let's say at the same time what it was. The one that I remember.
Okay.
I don't remember the other one.
Okay.
One, two, three. Red Diet cream root soda.
Beer. Diet root beer was one of them.
Okay, the other one was red cream soda.
Okay, then that was it.
Because it's the only time I've ever had red cream soda.
I think I had the diet root beer.
And then I had the red cream soda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was not happy with the diet root beer.
I liked the red cream soda.
I like normal root beer. Diet root beer was awful.
Especially when you're 12.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish I would have had that red cream soda.
It was pretty good. I was like, what is this? But I don't want that diet root beer, so I'll just drink this and shut up.
Like, I like root beer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was diet root beer.
Yeah.
And it was like Faygo, something. I mean, it was like
yeah, mine off-brand. Was off-brand too.
Yeah,
I don't it wasn't think there is. Real. Is there an on-brand of red cream soda? I don't think so.
But if there is, I want to try.
I'll bet it's good.
So we eat our bologna sandwich. We drink our pop.
I feel like it was the square ham sandwich. You know what I'm talking about?
You're right.
That slimy square
ham.
Yeah,
you're right. That's what it was. On white bread.
It just no cheese, no nothing.
Square ham on white bread.
One piece, paper thin of square ham on white bread.
Yeah. And so then we eat our lunch, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes, and we go back to work.
Back to work.
And we are tired.
Yeah.
We're working all day. And at one point, you stab the hay.
Mm-hmm.
You pull it back.
Yep.
And it didn't stick.
No, it didn't.
And when you pulled back.
And I gave it everything I had. You went like this. Yeah.
And I'm standing behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And I go like this.
Yeah.
Like I dodge it.
Yeah.
And you cut my shirt open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a scratch on my belly. Yeah, exactly. That was the look. And if I didn't back up, you would have gutted me in that field.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Your guts would have just spilled out.
Yeah, I would have been dead.
And I'd have been telling us, you know, I used to have a brother. What happened to him?
Bailing hay.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
I gutted him.
That'd have been a lot to live with. Imagine how I was going to explain that to Stella when she came along one day.
I know. That'd have been very complicated. And then, so, you know, after this whole day,
mm-hmm.
and then I think I took the hook and you stacked at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he drives us home. And it's like, at this point, you know, 5:30. So we'd been out there for 8, 9, 10 hours or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we get all the way to the house.
Yeah.
And he pulls out his wallet.
And we're like, okay.
Okay. Now, we've been working all day.
I didn't want to do this even for pay, but at least I'm going to get something.
Listen, Dad would have sent us just to do it.
Yeah, Dad probably explicitly told them, don't pay them or feed them.
Yeah.
Or give them anything to drink.
Yeah, they'll be fine. And if I remember right,
mm-hmm.
I think he pulled a $10 bill and asked us to split it.
Sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Asked us to split it.
Yep.
$5 each.
Yep.
For 8 hours of work.
Mm-hmm.
We got paid like 75 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. We got a free lunch out of it.
Yep, we did get a free lunch.
Yeah. And almost died.
And you almost died.
Yeah.
It was quite an experience.
First and last time.
I'm guessing we didn't do a good job because he never asked us to do it again.
Yeah. Well, that's how you do it. You break a couple dishes, you don't have to do the dishes anymore.
I mean, now looking back on it, I'm like, I wonder why he never came back and said, yeah, can I get your, because it's a pretty good deal for him.
Yeah. Well, he realized you almost killed me out in the field. He's I don't want that on my hands.
These two yahoos.
Yeah,
like,
they're
I'll
goofing
never
off all day.
Ask them to do anything again.
No, I had that memory the other day.
That's funny.
I kept that shirt for a long time because it had a big tear in it, and I thought that was so awesome.
Yeah.
It was like a Matrix type of move. Mm-hmm. Like everything was slow motion. My life was passing was before like, my eyes. It describes our childhood.
There was a lot of that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe it's psychological, like me trying to get you back for all the horrible things that you did to me.
Yeah. Like making you stare at the sun.
Making me stare at the sun. We're only a year and a few months apart.
Yeah.
So like we'd play basketball. Yeah. You know, we play catch a lot. And a normal person, just like a normal person, just a person, like Hitler, you know what I mean, would even do this. If you know, you're playing catch with somebody and you're done playing catch, a normal person would say, hey, you know, hey, last one, you know, like I want to go inside, you know.
Yeah.
What you would do is you'd throw it over my head.
Yeah.
And then I'd run and go get it, and I'd pick it up, I'd turn around, and you would be gone. And I'd be like, what? And then I'd walk inside, and you would be sitting on the couch with the drink and your feet up. And that glove and ball, I'm like, what? What do you do? Nah, I was done. I didn't want to do it anymore. Okay. And that's bad enough.
Yeah.
But it probably happened 100 times, and you got me every time. I mean, every single time, I was just as surprised as the time before. At no point was I was like, oh, yeah, he probably did that thing again.
Right.
Every single time, I was like, well, wah. It was, and then I'd walk in, and then, what are you doing? I'm just probably, oh, okay, you know. Okay. So maybe it was me, you know. And when you live out in the middle of nowhere, which we did, you do have to get creative.
We came up with a lot of creative
games. We used
to
play catch over the old schoolhouse. That was always fun.
Yeah.
You just don't know when it's going to come.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that was another way. That was an easy way to get me, because then you could just really launch it. And then by the time I get all the, and then I just throw it over.
Yeah.
And then I'm just waiting. When's he gonna? Wait, did I miss it? You know? Hey, Jason, did you throw it? You know? And no answer.
Yeah.
And I go around the corner, and then I'm looking for the ball. And you're not there. I can't find you. It's like a 10-minute process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be already in halfway through my nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty
great. What a jerk.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I maybe tried to kill you, but maybe it was my subconscious.
You know, when my kids fight right now, stuff like that happens. I know it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I get mad at them. I'm like, guys, why are you doing this? You're brothers.
You're reaping what you sow.
You should not be fighting with each other.
It's called karma.
If anything,
I mean,
I tell this to my kids all the time. If anything, I want you to team up and fight the neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't want you to fight each other.
Mm. That's why you need to give them a common enemy. You. Ooh.
Me?
Yes.
No.
I do it sometimes.
You're the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
I like to make mommy the enemy.
Well, that's it. Listen, that's the ideal situation if you can get it.
Like, kids, listen.
My daughter got a gecko.
I saw a picture
and
of that, yeah.
She loves it. Yeah. She's been wearing us down, and I've been doing the, listen, of course I'd be okay with it, but your mom, she doesn't want it. You know what I mean? We can't, you know. And then when Erica was like, okay, let's get her a gecko, I'm like, what are you, crazy? We can't get her a gecko. She's like, but I thought you were okay with it. I was like, oh, of course I wasn't, but I didn't want to be the bad guy. Put me in an awkward situation.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to see pictures of a gecko, just follow Abby on Instagram. She's posting new pictures
with,
of it.
With hats.
She puts hats on it. She just loves it.
How do you get a gecko hat?
Amazon.
Do they sell gecko hats?
I think so. I don't know where she got it.
Well, she has them.
I don't know where she does half the things that she does.
Yeah.
You know?
She's a very creative individual. She'd be fine in the country.
Yeah, she'd find lots of stuff to do.
Other two, maybe not so much.
It'd be rough. All right, well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.